The election in 2000 was decided in Florida by less than 600 votes. The 2004 election was decided in Ohio by a very slim margin as well. It's very possible that your vote could decide this election. Time is running out. Register to vote now at voteforchange.com.
Uh-huh. You're gonna walk that talk, talk.
That talk.
You love someone. You gotta sweat when it's really hot.
This is America. She's a nice girl. She's the product of what her mother and her grandmother told her. And they probably told her never to do what she's doing with you.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably her very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come-as-you-are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you'd want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was happy at the ballet. That's when I started class. Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise, but it was home. Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan.
When my father came to pick my mother up at the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help, but I guess it's not. Anyway, I did have a fantastic fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. My fantasy was that it was an Indian chief, and he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance.
But it was clear when he proposed that I was born to help their marriage anyway.
That's what he said.
That's what she said. I used to dance around the living room. He wasn't warm, not to her.
During sexual excitement, the body of the penis is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's perfectly normal.
You're welcome.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and I support Barack Obama. If you have not registered to vote, please go to VoteForChange.com and register to vote. The website will walk you through the easy process. Once you have registered, please vote on November 4th. This election is probably the most important election in our lives, and it is up to us to make sure we elect the right man for the job. Please register to vote and vote on Election Day.
Very nice promotional material from the Tranny Wreckage and the Archer Radio. Thank you very much. Those are wonderful. We've got more promos over at QPotter.com in the upper right-hand corner of the stream. I got one from Wanda Wizturd, and sorry, I'm looking at my flickers, and I realize nobody's looking at this shit. Three views on my flicker? Good Christ. Anyway, I went to the International Day of Peace Yoga Mala, the 54 Sun Salutation, or Half Mala, whatever that means. It's like a yoga-thon, which is kind of ironic because I did a Yoga Against Yeast campaign a while ago. But this was like Yoga for Peace, and both didn't work. Though I believe there is a cure for vaginal yeast. I believe there is a cure for vaginal yeast. Vagisil, maybe. Somebody told me that once. It kind of rained on my parade a little, if you know what I mean. My name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies and get fucked sideways with a banana peel. That don't make sense. I don't care. So, everything was beautiful at the ballet. Hey, I've been doing a lot of work today, and, yeah, so you can fuck yourself, mostly. I don't really know what I'm talking about, for a change. Right. Well, listen to me. I don't know, I'm kind of exhausted. Oh, I know what to talk about first. This is important, obviously. Troy Anthony Davis, we've been talking about him for a long time. He's still scheduled to be executed. Tomorrow morning, and I think it's tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I just got a text message. This is the thing I was talking about, humanity, how the only way America is going to get its soul back is by having an total economic collapse. And no, that doesn't mean I'm enjoying it or experiencing glee because poor people are losing money. That's very unfortunate. But let me tell you something. This is all one country. In this country, a lot of people voted for George Bush. A lot of people pay attention to Lindsay Lohan instead of what's going on in the world. And a lot of people ignore Max Kaiser until he's right. And proven right, rather. And a lot of those people are poor. You know, it's, hate to say it, but it's not just the rich people's fault, you guys. It's not. It's the people's fault who fucking voted for these idiots and choose not to pay attention to the political process. You know? Sorry. GF twice. But seriously, I mean, and I am being serious, but this Troy Anthony Davis, he's due to be executed tomorrow. There's no reason why this man should be executed, and there's no reason why... What the fuck is that? There's no reason why I should have to fucking fight for it. That's Bicycle Mark. Let's see. I didn't want it. Sorry, Mark. I'm on a rant today. Let's see. Where was I? Let's see here. Now I forgot. That's so unusual for me to lose my train of thought. So he's due to be executed 7 p.m. tomorrow. Say no. Go to AIUSA.org/Troy. That's Amnesty International, I believe. AIUSA.org. So 9 out of 11, I believe it is, of his of the eyewitness testimonies have recanted their testimony. Eyewitnesses have recanted. I'm sorry, I've been working and I'm really exhausted, so my speech is flip-flopped. Let's see, amnestyusa.org/Troy. Oh, God. I really didn't want... This is why I'm doing a show. Updated. Clemency appeal has been denied. And they said on Democracy Now that he's due to... That the Supreme Court is supposed to react to his appeal request next week, but he's going to be dead. I don't understand this. So, let's see. Somebody gave me a phone number to call. Let's see here. Let's see if this number works. Let's just tell you what the number is when I call it. Up a deep and very narrow stairway through the laps like a metronome. Okay. It wasn't paradise. Wasn't paradise. Blow me sideways, you whore. I have got to leave this country. It's not just because of the economy. It's because nobody here will ever date me because I am too fucking scary. And it makes me so sick. It is the most depressing thing in the world, general audience. Seriously. I mean, people are just, they hate me. They hate me here. They hate me. I mean, I'm a kind-hearted person, and I know that, and I don't know what else I need to do, you know? I don't know. Whatever. It's just sickening. Sickening. And I do try. I do. Okay, anyway. Life is horrible, isn't it? Let's see. Okay, this is... Number doesn't exist. 404-651-8502. Oh, I put the plus in. I shouldn't have. Let's try this. Okay. Let's see. Oh, that's a fax machine. Oops. Maybe that's the wrong number. I need to call them. Okay, now I'm trying 404-651-667. I think this is the one Mikey Pod gave me in the first place.
You have reached State Board of Pardons and Paroles, Legal Services. At the tone, please leave your message, and we will return your call. Thank you.
The mailbox is currently full. Please call back later. Thank you for calling.
The mailbox is full. The mailbox is full. Fuck. Let's call Mikey Pod. I don't know what to do now. Fuck me, Mikey Pod. He's the one that fucking told me to do this. I mean, I would have done it anyway, but you know what I mean. Maybe his Skype is forwarded to an email or something. I'm sorry to be boring. Hello? Pod? Mikey? Do I have his phone number? I think I have his number. Let's try it. Who cares if he's working? I don't give a fuck. Plus one. I'm not going to give it away. Don't worry. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if I'm supposed to dial the 1 or the 0 or the area code. We can't let this man die, general audience. See, this is why the economy is going...
The number you have dialed is unallocated.
Eat me out. Did I... Oh, I think I dialed it. No? Let me check. Unallocated. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I pressed the wrong area code. God, I'm dumb. I'm really out of it. It's like, do you ever have a day where you're like, you're fucked? Yeah. I explained that well. Jesus Christ. Seriously. Well, not seriously. Jesus. But how? I mean, the fact that what disturbs me the most, it's like people don't seem to, a lot of people, don't understand the depth of it, the depth of murder. And I just can't even explain it. I can't speak it. It doesn't make sense. I lose the words, which is even more frustrating. You know, I mean, but how can you kill somebody who is innocent? I mean, I don't think, how can you kill anyone, really, to take somebody's life? But the fact that we show so little regard for this person that we won't even bother to make sure that his appeals are heard, that is, that, you know, when 9 out of 11 non-police witnesses recanted their testimony because it was corrupt. I mean, this is obscene. And this is the problem in America. This is why America's fallen the fuck apart. Why is this not fucking dialing? Dial. Hey, it's trying. Number does not exist. Did I just say that? Oh, fuck it. Damn it. All right. So you just need to know something. You know, these people, I was having lunch with some queens today, and they're like, well, one of them, they're both hairdressers. One of them said, look, I had a client, and she said that she's voting for John McCain because she likes Tiffany Blobond or whatever her name is. Sarah Doucheface, retarded daughter, head, or whatever. I have no idea what. And he says, the client says to my friend, what has Barack Obama actually done? And my friend said to me, what has he really done? And I said, look, don't bother with the minutiae. Here's what you say to her. You say, look, ma'am, client of mine, I don't care about the minutiae. I don't know what he did. I don't know how he voted, and I don't care. All I know is that John McCain, his opponent, was the head of the Commerce Committee and deregulated the fucking banks. And his campaign manager, this just came out, his campaign manager got $30,000 a month for 5 years from guess who? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to lobby. Okay? John McCain took money from the same banks that just screwed us over and bankrupted our country. So you want to make him president and you're worried that Barack Obama might not be qualified to be better than that? Are you a fucking moron? Now get out of my face, you stupid cunt, and cut your own hair. That's what I told him to say. Let's see what else. I mean, it just makes you, it just sucks the energy out of you. What am I supposed to do? The guy's fucking, the phone doesn't answer. Financially, oh, this is a point that was made on some interview, Democracy Now, that this, you know, they talk about this. Paulson, this is disaster capitalism, which Naomi Klein writes about. You should check her out if you haven't already. But she talks about her whole thesis is that is this notion of disaster capitalism, which is that if you, you know, that governments, particularly this government, takes advantage of disasters, whether they be man-made or natural, seizes upon those opportunities to change something drastic in the government that normally people would never accept. Like, for example, FISA, like, for example, the Patriot Act, like, for example, giving Henry Paulson the opportunity to get a blank check for $700 billion to give it to the same people that ripped us off in the first place, right? So, disaster capitalism. But the thing is that somebody made a point that this financial crisis was totally predictable. Several economists, including people, well, Max isn't technically an economist, but Max Kaiser, a lot of people predicted this would happen. I mean, it's kind of obvious. So they're using this excuse, the Bush administration is using this excuse. Well, we don't really have time to put in regulation laws. We just need the money. That's what they're telling us. We can rush the money, but we can't rush regulation because there's no time for that. And don't worry about a couple million dollars. This is a multi-billion dollar. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. I mean, this is our money basically buying bonds that nobody else wants. And who gets the money? The companies that fucked up. This is fucking nuts. Oh, and McCain wants to privatize Social Security. Well, that's really great. You know, what kind of a fucking idiot? I'm just without words. That's it. What kind of a fucking idiot? You know, it's war, people. It's civil war because what you have to do is, and what my other friend said is, you got to cut off your friends that vote, that will vote for McCain. Because that man will fucking totally destroy this country if it's not already destroyed. That man will destroy it, dead and buried. And can you imagine if he dies and then that fucking retarded person is present? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we have to fight We have to fight people to do this and cut off the people that won't. We just can't tolerate people voting for McCain. Sorry. Can't tolerate it. Nope. Can't tolerate it.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. You're on my program.
Hello. Oh, I'm on the bad microphone. I hope that's
I don't care.
Wrong. Oh, good.
Listen, I have a question.
Oh, right.
So Troy Anthony Davis is supposed to be executed tomorrow at 7 p.m., I guess, Eastern time. You know, and I got these phone numbers to call for the parole office. One of them is a fax machine. I don't have a fax machine. And the other one is a voicemail box, but it says the voicemail box is full. So what am I supposed to do? Send an email? I mean, I just...
No.
What am I supposed to do? I don't really understand...
I mean, I don't want him to get executed. I don't really want anyone to get executed, but I definitely don't want him to get executed. But still, I don't understand, and I know people are going to hate me for saying this, but why should the state pay attention to these phone calls? You know what I'm saying? They can ignore whatever they want. It's like, you know...
Well, they do, though. They do pay attention to these phone calls.
I mean, well, that's the bottom line. Well, if the mailbox is full, then I guess we've done our job.
I guess so. I'm just wondering if there's anything else I can do. Well, yeah, I mean, done our job in terms of... Well, I don't... That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm just disgusted by this whole thing. I mean, I'm just so disgusted. I just feel so sorry for the American collective soul. I think... Did you read this about John McCain's campaign head being a lobbyist for... he got $30,000 a year for 5 years from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac to be a lobbyist?
Yeah, I have read about that, actually. I've been reading about the different staff members.
I'm exhausted from this. I really am.
Yeah. Well, what's more exhausting is that bit of news, even if it sees the light of day, won't change the average McCain voter's mind. I mean, I'm being cynical right now, but I don't really see people going, what? Wait a minute, I'm not voting for this guy. I mean, that's how it should be, but it's not. I don't think that's what's happening. Because at some point, people don't want to hear something, even if it's true. They don't want to hear it, and they're not going to hear it.
Yeah, but listen, we can't let this guy get elected. This is the end of America for sure. I mean, what we have now is the end of America, probably.
But, yeah, that's right. So keep that in mind. I think people are exaggerating what a McCain presidency means for the country. What it means is more of the same. Imagine somebody told you 4 more years of George Bush. That would suck. But life does continue in some form. It's not a very good form, but it continues.
Life does, but America doesn't. Do you really think America would continue?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm no genius for saying that. It's true. I think people get way too apocalyptic when it comes to, especially since George Bush, I guess. I don't know. I'm too young to remember if they were apocalyptic about, I don't know. Bush won, or another. Well, Reagan did twice. Anyway, I feel like there's an too much drama about if McCain's elected. Like, I mean, it is kind of ridiculous, you know. Especially since Sarah Palin joined the ticket, it has taken an even bigger stride into the nutty. Just leave her out of the.
You say McCain will be more of the same, what? Like more of the same? Wall Street is gone, dead and buried. I mean, how can you have more of something?
Well, he's now forced to do certain things. He'll be forced to try and fire and hire, if he were president anyway, certain people in certain offices. So in many ways, the circumstances are going to force him. I mean, look what he's they're at least talking about doing, and even Republicans now. They're playing the nationalization game. That's socialism.
Yeah,
of course. Some form of it, anyway.
Yeah, it's the socialism that it benefits companies. Yeah, we know that, but the thing is...
And normally Republicans wouldn't do that, but of course they're doing it because the circumstances they can't get away from it. Well, they could be tough about it and not bail out certain companies. So anyway, the point is, I don't want McCain elected either. I don't actually think it's going to happen, but, that's...
I don't either.
Some strange hope that humans, American or not...
Well, I agree. I totally feel the same way. But the problem is I just don't... I disagree with you, though, about disaster. I do think that it's a major disaster. And, apocalypse, no, it's not the end of the world. Is it the end of America? I think probably, yeah. if this continues, I think to me, Obama represents the only thing that can salvage it. I mean, I just think, I mean, look at what happened with 9/11. Look at what's happened to our economy. I mean, it's no accident. It's no accident. It's American hubris. And I really think that if it continues, and it, can you just imagine what the world will think? And I think this is one of the biggest issues. If we elect another person from the party of George Bush, I really just think we'll be obliterated, if not economically, then physically. I mean, I just can't imagine what the world will think.
I think the world will not be very shocked. I think the world is hoping that we do something. No one in America cares what the world really thinks. I mean, at least not the average American. So this discussion is almost, you know, it doesn't help. But I care, does. And I know you care, and we have friends who care.
What
so
do you mean it doesn't
for help? those people, the world is it doesn't expect much from America anymore. It simply doesn't. It doesn't have a lot of faith. Lost its faith a long time ago. So if McCain's elected, everyone's just going to go.
But America can. But the problem is, America still has the ability to do a lot of military damage, and that's why that's the problem, and that's why we're being taken down. Dismantled.
It's not the only reason. You know, the fact that Wall Street is crumbling is not just because of the war in Iraq.
No, absolutely not. But I think it's a systemic thing, and a lot of the systemic reasons are sort of indirect results of it. You know.
But they're not exclusively Republican, these systemic things. I mean, and Democrats have brought about a lot of this as well. I mean, Democrats have been, partially responsible for all these sort of policies or lack of policies that have come out. I mean, Clinton, we know this. You and I have always agreed on this in terms of, you know, Clinton was a very, he's the free market president.
Right.
You know, he helped, and at the time, it seemed like it worked for at least a good amount of people were benefiting. So everyone said, well, this is great. And it turns out in the long run, or at least, you know, here in 2008, this style of economy, of deregulation, it has a huge downside, which some of us were worried about, of course, Max, and many of us were worried about. You know,
but I don't think, I mean, Clinton did a lot for globalization, but what did he do for deregulation?
Well, I think his focus, whether it be global or national, was on letting the market decide. I mean, he had a lot of faith in market forces and, get rid of the welfare state. I mean, that was his thing. You know, Clinton dismantled the welfare state. I still don't forgive him for it.
Right, I don't either, but it wasn't.
He helped make it popular
to
hate welfare. I mean, it was already happening under Reagan, but still, with welfare queens and all that.
Right.
Wasn't that his thing, welfare queens?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, McCain has been, I mean, he was the chairman of the Senate the Commerce Committee. I mean, he was instrumental in deregulating these particular financial institutions. I mean, he had direct ties to them.
Now he's saying,
I don't know if you heard this interview on 60 Minutes, but he said, you know, it's terrible. We have to start regulating these banks. We're going to have to regulate them. And then the guy asked him, he said, well, but weren't you the one who deregulated them? He said, yes, I deregulated them, but I think that helped the economy grow. Which is like the most hypocritical statement in the world. Like, okay,
yeah.
So the deregulation made the economy grow. So we have to regulate the banks now because the economy grew so much that it's so great that who could handle this great economy so much? We just have too much stuff. We have nowhere to put all our iPods. So let's just deregulate. I mean, it's just so absurd. I mean, I agree with you totally on Clinton, but Clinton isn't the one up for office right now. And I agree that Obama will blah blah blah. I mean, I've talked about that before, but I'm a centrist for about six more weeks.
Understood.
And then I'm back. But the thing is, like what Sarah was saying, general, take Republicans out of the question. Sorry,
Sarah Feigenholz.
Yeah, take Republicans out of the question. Democrats, on the whole, are for social programs. They want them. Now, Clinton was a Republican, I guess, because that doesn't make any damn sense. But his wife was. I mean, his wife wanted national health care. I mean, and I really think that Obama does, too. And who knows if it'll really happen. But I know that I know that whatever it is, it's much better than the alternative. Don't you think?
I think he deserves a chance anyway. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, for that reason, I'd sooner certainly have Obama. Yeah, Certainly, let's not.
And the thing is about the disaster.
But I don't think the world's going to end. That's the point. But, I don't think the, you know, and I don't think it's going to be like hell on earth.
But people in America right now have. I mean, I'm talking to people that I see every day that have lost half their retirement already. I mean, this is already happening. I mean, you can define a disaster however you want, but losing half your retirement when you're 60 years old is pretty much a disaster.
Yeah. So, do you see that a lot? Because sitting here
in
the Netherlands, and I'm thinking, people still don't get it. I don't think people feel it yet, but I can't tell.
No, they feel it. They feel it. I mean, I was telling a friend the other day, I was saying, it's so weird because, like, I'm a depressive. Normally, I walk on the street and everybody's happier than me. Well, lately, I walk down the street and I feel happier than everyone looks because they look so glum.
Because they lost their jobs? Is that what's happening around
you? It's not so much the jobs. I mean, I certainly have, and a lot of people have that I know. And Chicago was rated by Forbes magazine as the most stressful city in the country. So maybe I'm biased. But the thing is, they're losing. It's not so much the jobs. That takes a little bit more time, and a lot of people are losing them. But they're losing their 401ks. Because those things are not FDIC insured, and people that had like Lehman Brothers and all these mutual funds, they're just getting screwed left and right. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I keep wondering if people are feeling, but it's interesting to hear.
Well, they are. And it goes up and down, and these, you know, and I think people still have an opportunity to get out, but if they don't, if they really believe everything's going to be fine, the problem is then they're really going to lose it. Because, like, let's say if people now were to liquefy some of their assets that are in, say, still in these mutual funds and stocks that haven't crashed yet, they could still survive, but they're going to stay in them and maybe be a little greedy because everybody's saying it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, what's the factual basis for? I find the factual basis for it getting worse much more. A much better argument than the factual basis for it getting better.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I wish that out of this, of course, like I always want the world to learn from the past, and of course the world never does a good job of this. You know, to learn from your mistakes.
Especially when you don't know the past. When you don't know.
Yeah. Also a problem. Yeah. And what I was really hoping at a time like this, I mean, if it gets worse, if it gets better from now, I just wish that it doesn't. You don't have to lose all faith and all hope, but stop believing that the market will take care of you or us and just believe in the market and we'll be fine. I mean, this sort of myth that they, I'm not going to name who, but successfully like implanted in so many people. It's like,
yep.
If anything, this should finally dispel that, but somehow it's, I don't think it has yet.
I don't understand it, but yeah.
It's more powerful than religion.
It is. It is, because it's kind of like, I think it comes back to like the McCarthyism, and I think it comes back to, you know, all this anti-communist stuff when you weren't allowed to even sound communist, because it's like to say anything about the free market is basically to be a communist, and it used to be that you would go to jail for that.
Yeah, so now we don't go to jail for it, but you're not taken seriously or something.
I think people just are. I really think it comes down for me. It comes down to mind control, massive mind control. And I don't know if those fucking alpha waves on the television or what it is, but I just the way people their logic is so programmed. Like these people that say they like two friends of mine, good friends of mine, say, oh, I like what's her face, Sarah Palin. Well, why? And they'll say, well, what has Barack Obama really done? And I'm like, look, I don't fucking know, okay? I don't fucking know. I don't know what he's fucking done. And you know what? Go look it up in the fucking Wikipedia, because I don't fucking care. Because the bottom line is, I do know that McCain deregulated these fucking banks, that he's senile, and that he fucking admits that he didn't, and he thinks fucking Spain is in Latin goddamn America. You know, but mainly he deregulated the banks. He can't fix it. He believes in trickle-down economics. Now, that's the primary reason why I think this guy is really bad, because he believes in those same free market economic bullshit policies. And that's why I think it's a huge disaster.
Yeah. And outside of what you just named, I mean, what else do we know McCain for? McCain, Feingold? Did that really do anything?
What was that? I forgot.
Campaign finance reform.
Oh, right, yeah, that
doesn't
helped.
Really exist. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's so not corrupt now.
I don't get it. Like, what his long record, five. But he sat there for many years.
The Keating Five.
Yeah. By the way, also annoying. You know, part of the Keating Five were like two or three Democrats.
I think they were all Democrats, but him now. I think that's why they're not bringing it up. You know, in the campaign, I guess. It's the only reason I can think of. I don't know. But, you know, somebody made an interesting point on, I don't know, some show I was listening to. And he said, you know, and this is goes back to Naomi Klein totally, you know, and her thesis with disaster capitalism. But they said, you know, look, they talk about that we have to do this $700 billion rescue. We don't have time for regulation. We have to do this big fucking rescue of these institutions. Give Henry Paulson from, you know, Goldman Sachs a blank check for $700 billion so we can give golden parachutes to all these people. And we have to do it now. It's a sense of urgency because it's a disaster. And that idea operates under the premise that we didn't know this was coming when tons of people saw this coming.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, there's only in this election anyway. There's only what 2 months. So not even.
I might fall out.
I'm a fallout.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else is new? Did you find me an apartment and a job? Or did I not tell you you're supposed to?
I know a certain friend of ours that has an extra bedroom.
MDM?
MDM. No. GB.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I don't think our friend wants roommates. But still.
I'm a mess, but yeah. I need
job-wise, you could work for my sustainable investment bullshit if you want.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I wish, I don't know. I'm on a podcast, so I have to be careful. But I wish that we would do good for the world, and sometimes I'm wondering, I don't know. It's become so trendy to be green, I don't trust anybody anymore. The worst companies in the world, you know, contacting me like, hey, we're green.
I'm working on a green thing myself, which I can talk about off. I mean, it's not really a secret, but I'm working on making videos for this group of, it's called Verde Carta. So you can get an idea of what that means. Green. Mm-hmm. Doesn't Verde mean green in Latin?
Yes.
More green. But it's fun. We're doing a show. It's going to be a video, politics and art. And I'm co-hosting. Mm. And mostly I make faces. But yeah, I'd seriously be interested in that. Anyway. But that we can talk about another time off the show.
Yeah.
How's Amy doing? What was this about blaming me for the toilet explosion? I don't understand. How could I cause a clog in your toilet a year later?
I think it was more the Mindcaster Mark, who now has a site, by the way, all dedicated to cycling in Amsterdam, has gotten quite popular.
Cycling in Amsterdam? When was it not popular?
Right. Well, the website. Apparently, there was no website dedicated to it, so our friend Mark started one, and it's taken off. He's now traveling quite a bit within Europe, anyway, to meet other bicycles enthusiasts, and he's gotten a lot of attention about it. And anyway, so he came over, and I was repairing
him.
I was repairing the toilet.
But what does it have to do with me?
I guess when we look at the toilet, we remember.
Remember what?
Like kind of like after a sort of a natural disaster where you have a moment of reflection about something that happened. So
what happened?
I don't know. You dropped a huge turd. I have no
stress.
Idea.
But did I leave a huge turd wedged in there that somehow didn't surface until a week ago?
No, it did not. No. I can answer that. No.
So it's not
There's
my
no
fault.
Huge turd. No,
duty.
But, okay. You know, fingers automatically start pointing across the ocean as soon as something's wrong with our toilet.
Well, I think maybe it was somebody's fault who was there in the room at the time, like maybe the Mindcaster. He seems like he could produce a big shit.
He's a big person, yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, the problem was in the, what they call the upper deck, so.
Was that the small intestine?
No, the upper, you know, an upper
the
deck.
The shelf.
That's right.
The duty shelf.
No, not the shelf, the tank, which is one of these fancy built-into-the-wall tanks, which, by the way, I'm against, because you really can't get your hands in there.
It's not green.
And, you should be able to stick your whole head in the tank if you have to.
Sorry. I was totally changing the subject. Go ahead and finish.
Going nowhere. It's fixed.
Well, here's the thing. So working with this green website thing that isn't even live yet, I shouldn't be talking about, but I tell you, it has one positive effect, and I always think that the best I don't know gauge of success of something, like, to me, if it actually changes one person's real behavior, that's like the only truly measurable thing, even though it's not much. But it changed my behavior because they made me aware of all the problems with the bags. So I just don't use, I don't use any shopping bags anymore. I have my little, my recycled Whole Foods bag, which of course I don't take to Whole Foods because it's too goddamn expensive. I've got another bag from the Trader Joe's, you know, when I use,
yeah.
And when they pull, give me the bag at the Walgreens, I say no, and I put it, you know, in my bag. And that's, it's changed the way I do things. So if nothing else, it's done that, you know?
Yeah, I bring a Trader Joe's bag to the supermarket here. I'm always wondering if someone will recognize Trader Joe's, and I'll make a Trader Joe's friend. But that's
I love the Trader Joe's.
I wish they would. You should be in charge of that, the expansion to Europe for Trader Joe's.
Well, I am a lesbian. True.
So you like to expand?
No, I like to, what?
I need someone to do the expansion.
No. So Trader Joe's, it's all lesbian looking. That's all. It's always lesbian. Because, you know, the people with the shirts. Yeah, I don't know.
Dressing. They act like they're living on a ship.
Yeah. Well, shit.
Ship.
You know, I got to tell you, I went to this yoga. You know how I talked about yoga against yeast a long time ago?
Yes. Well, Yogathon.
Yesterday, I kind of did that. I did yoga for peace because it was International Peace Day. So I went down. Cher wouldn't go with me because she's a bitch.
Yeah.
But I went with this friend of mine, and they do like what they call a half mala, which is some sort of it's like
half breed.
Yeah, they do this thing where you do 54 sun salutations in the park.
54?
Yeah, because it's some significant number, and like everybody around the world does it. So I haven't checked the news, but evidently it must have ended the war.
Wow, I did 6 this morning. I hope that helps.
6 sun salutations? Don't you just love it?
Yeah, I do like 6 when I wake up in the morning. I think it does me good.
Isn't that wonderful? I think it's just wonderful. If you ever came to Chicago, you would die. If you saw how beautiful my yoga teacher is on Monday nights, you would die. You would fall over. You would fall out so hard that you would just turn into mop and glow.
Yeah, I see. Gorgeous yoga teachers. It's just too much for me anyway. Because you always figure, oh, they probably have a gorgeous yoga teacher partner. So
yeah, and they all have wedding rings, of course, or engagement rings.
But yeah, anyway, I don't mind taking class with them because it's motivating.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Me neither. Oh, it sucks.
Ugh. What a summer relationship. That was entertaining.
Better than I had. I had a relationship with a dog.
Who's beautiful anyway, so.
True.
I was trying to explain to someone the Trotsky ties, but they didn't really understand.
Oh, yeah, you know, his birthday was Friday, and we went out, and this was his first birthday in Chicago ever.
Wow.
So we went out and he wore his tie. We just had a very, as it happens, I left my wallet at home, so I couldn't do anything, you know.
Except show him around.
Yeah, you know, because in Chicago now they let you have dogs in the outdoor cafes, which is pretty unique for America. So
yeah.
We sat at Caribou, the coffee shop, for like 2 hours just staring into space. And yesterday the lesbian neighbor of mine gave me a rawhide for him. Anyway, I wonder what else I have on my little... Oh, I have an iPod Touch now, thanks to Wayne.
That's good. Did you get a little case for it yet?
No.
All right, I'll... Do you feel the lack of one?
Well, no, actually. The thing is, I don't really... Every time I've gotten a case for an iPod, I always end up not using them.
Okay, but you know that these are like the really... They get stuck on there. You never really will be able to take them off.
What?
Well, these cases are so tight. Like, once you put them on...
What kind of case is it? Because, like... What kind of case do you like?
It depends. No. I'm using a, it's kind of like a microfiber. It does have a little plastic that goes over the screen, which is a little annoying, but you get used to it. And it's really nice because I often drop water or stuff. It rains on it. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I might get one eventually, but I've actually found this screen is it's some amazing material because it doesn't scratch.
Yeah.
At all. And I don't know why, because it's definitely had the opportunity to scratch. But it seems that it's some sort of a resilient, must be a soft form of glass or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just checking to see if you were
thank you.
There in the park.
No, I appreciate
it. By the way, in things coming up or things that are exciting, I just, my job just booked my next trip in May. It's far away, but still, for Thailand again.
Very exciting. Nice.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going to Vietnam.
Didn't you go there last time or just Cambodia?
Just Cambodia.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's right next door, so it should be, you know, just a little, just reach over. I know a blogger or two there, so I can stay with them.
You know, I finna go, but I want to tell you one story that you should appreciate being an international person. But I was at the beach with Trotsky yesterday, and then I got the usual question, what kind of dog is that? He's an Italian greyhound. And you know what she said to me? She said, oh, does he speak Spanish?
Boo.
I said, no, he speaks Italian. She goes, oh, Italian. Like, she didn't even get it. She didn't even get that Italian is spoken in Italy, which is why it's called Italian. Like, Ital?
Yes. I was listening to Ricky Gervais, you know, that guy who does The Office. He was talking about how his least favorite, but yet his most favorite. He's fascinated by people trying to be funny in like regular life circumstances, but they're just not.
Right.
And he's really interested in also people when they're kind of flirting and they think nobody is listening. He's very fascinated by the kind of stupid things that people say. And that's where he gets a lot of his humor from. And that lady reminds me of something like what he's talking about.
Well, yeah. Well, he was on the cover of our little local paper here last week.
Yeah. I don't really know if I like him or not, but I did like those shows for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I think that's all I had on my notes. I haven't done a show in a million years. I got yelled at by all these people because because they think I hate poor people now.
You hate poor people?
Yeah, because I said I was glad that rich people were going to get fucked over in this financial disaster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's sick, but I secretly hope for that as well.
But I don't want poor people to suffer. But it's like, but the problem is everybody's responsible for this. It's not like poor people, no poor people voted for George Bush. It's not like poor people aren't paying attention to Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears instead of the fucking news. You know, it's like, I don't think people get it. It's not just, you know, I mean, I'm certainly in favor of rich people not being rich anymore. And I'm definitely a socialist at least. But
it's like, how rich do they have to be anyway?
You can't absolve this mass, the overwhelming majority of morons in this country.
But everybody thinks that they could be rich, so don't knock the rich, because that could be me one day. That's the old thinking.
Oh yeah, I do have one last thing. Okay, did you read about the Army News thing about how there's a military unit in Iraq that's been restationed to the United States for crowd control?
No. No, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, it's on Army News, on the Army's blog. And Amy Goodman talked about it just today, but Stacey sent me the link.
Crowd control where exactly? Oh, overall?
Hang on, let me find it. Let me find it just a second.
This reminds me, while you look for it, this reminds me of Gore Vidal, who I like very much. And he was being interviewed, this was years ago, and someone asked him, you know, about what's going on after 9/11 in Iraq. And he said... there wasn't much left, you know, before fascism, and they said, well, what's next? I mean, how much worse could it get? And he said, martial law. And, you know, and he does it in that Gore Vidal style, real calm. And the guy says, how could they possibly do that? And he goes, oh, it's not that hard.
How could they do it? It's easy. They do it every. It's the easiest thing in the world to implement for a government.
Yeah, I have that clip somewhere. I love it.
Here it says, this is directly from the Army's website, so it's not like a blog. It's not like some douchey blogger who's masturbating with the other hand. Third Infantry's first BCT trains for new dwell time mission. Helping people at home may become a permanent part of the active Army. And even the Army put people at home in quotes. This is so weird. Yeah. Let's see. I'm skipping part of it, obviously. Where does it say? Yeah. Beginning October 1st, for 12 months, the first BCT will be under the day-to-day control of the U.S. Army North, the Army Service Component of the Northern Command, as an on-call federal response force for natural or man-made emergencies and disasters, including terrorist attacks. No, wait, that's not the part where it mentions the home. Or did they change it? Hang on. One sex cunt.
Sounds like they already had some of these people at the Republican National Convention outside arresting people.
Oh, definitely. Well, maybe they needed felt they needed more.
Yeah.
But they said that it specifically said crowd control somewhere. They may be called upon to help deal with civil unrest and crowd control, or to deal with potentially horrific scenarios such as massive poisoning and chaos in response to a chemical, biological, blah, blah, blah attack. So that what I was reading verbatim from the Army. They may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control. The Army.
Maybe they're worried that now the savings banks are going to start closing and people are going to rebel.
Well, they're going to run on the banks at least.
Run on the bank, yeah. By the way, this weekend there was huge, speaking of crowd unrest and military and that sort of thing, there was an anti-Islam conference in Cologne, Germany. A friend of mine was there, not at the conference, but outside. He lives there. And he said it was like a huge conflict on the streets between thousands of people and the police. People, of course, trying to stop the conference, and they didn't want it there. Of course, they're very upset about. Of course, a lot of neo Nazis also showed up for the conference.
In France, this is in France,
Germany, in Cologne.
Oh, Germany. Oh, Cologne. Duh. I'm thinking Cologne is French.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought nobody would turn up. You know, anti-Islam conference. Yawn. You know, nobody cares. No one really listens to these people who show up there. But interestingly, I always forget. You know, Germans are very. It's more than most people there on alert for any sort of far right kind of stuff. They get very angry about it and they get themselves out on the street to stop it. Yeah. It was interesting. But apparently the police were really rough with them.
Yeah. Well, that's typical nowadays, isn't it? Seems like everywhere. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to America in December, right?
That's correct.
And you got any trips planned before that? I know you're going to vlog Europe in October.
Yeah, I'm going to vlog Europe, but I'm not enthusiastic. I'm sorry. I know there's some people listening who are going to be offended, but I'm worried because we're going by minivan or minibus, and we're going to Paris, and from Paris we're going to, I guess, Hungary. This is not a very direct way to go to Hungary, of course, but I hope it all works out. I'm excited if it works out. I read the post.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't been following it, but it sounds fun from what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I wish there were more people coming along. That's all. We get so many emails of, oh, I can't make it, I can't make it. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people in Europe who are just not going to make it. And I don't know. Without some people, it's just...
You know, for me, it really comes down to money. It all comes down to is money in the end, not this personality shit. It comes down to money. Yeah. And this is the first year I haven't gone to Europe in ages, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'll make up for it.
When I live there.
Longer. Exactly.
I just can't really justify going to Europe if I'm not going to move there at this point.
Understood.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, understood. And then what else do I have? I'm speaking at Bar Camp Munich. Mm-hmm. I've been to one bar camp in my life in Berlin, and it was fine. So I'm going to go to Bar Camp Munich because they invited me very nicely and are offering me a place to stay. So I'll go speak, I guess, or participate. And I've been invited to the European Parliament to speak at European Youth Media.
Oh, nice.
It's always kind of boring, but I'll try and...
This is in Brussels?
Yeah. And it's nice because you get to, like, I don't know, see what the European Union officials are trying to do with media. They're always trying to, you know, present the nice story of Europe. And I'm always skeptical, which is good. They need me there to be skeptical.
Brussels is forever ingrained in my brain as a horrible experience because I went to a lesbian over obesity bathhouse there once.
Obesity?
It was a lesbian bathhouse, but I didn't know. I was rather overweight at the time, and then I met this person who turns out was a chubby chaser, but I didn't know I was chubby enough to be chased.
Right.
And so she took me to this bathhouse. She says, come along to Brussels. There's this bathhouse. I said, oh, that sounds nice. And do you know it was girth and mirth night there? Which means, I don't know what that really means. Girth, I know. I don't know what mirth is. But mirth, it means you're mirth. Evidently it's
peace,
code for...
Peace.
Well, okay. Girth and mirth, it means in bathhouse language, it means fat people. And really fat. Like Andy Melton would be a chicken.
And so what did they require you to do at such a... You know, do you have to eat more?
Yes, they had an open buffet. I mean, it was just the most lavish buffet probably I've ever seen. It had just giant fish. And plus, like, I don't see fat people in Europe, not very often. I mean, more and more I do. But these people were massively Americanly obese.
They have chairs that were, like, bigger than the average chair.
They were, these people were fucking huge. There was one guy, and I mean woman, guy. They looked like men. Oops. I mean, excuse me, mother's here.
They're lesbians. I understand.
But one of those gals was so fat that she was lying on the couch and her stomach was lying on the floor, I swear. And then there was two lesbians fisting each other in the shower. It was disgusting. Yeah. And I remember the worst part of it was, but it made me lose a lot of weight after. I was sitting there with this one of these friends. Well, there were the one friend of mine who took me. Well, he was really not a friend, but he brought somebody else who was fat too to the thing. And she said, "Madge, aren't you having a good time?" I said, "No." And she said, "Why not?" I said, "Because I just don't feel comfortable." She said, "Oh, are you discriminating against fat people?" I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
And you know what she said? She said, "Madge, do you think maybe you're just a little bit overweight yourself?" Do you know, I was mortified and I lost 40 pounds like within a month. Mortified.
So it motivated you. So Russell's motivated.
It motivated me and it scared me to death. But it's all I think about is these giant walruses.
Mm. Yeah.
On walruses. Couches. Ugh. Chut for dummer. Big old. Do they have those huge things there? Do they have American-sized people there yet? Those monsters? Do they have those?
Every now and then I run into one, but not often.
Okay.
Not on the average day. Maybe once a week.
Okay, this is really the end of my story, but I just remember. So you know about, obviously, you know about these fucking hover rounds, the obese people holders. You know this, right?
Yes.
The holders for fatties, holders.
Cheryl loves those.
Right. Well, I was at, oh my God, this is so fucked. And I was too stunned even to take a picture while it was plus bizarre. But I was at the Chicago Cultural Center. Beautiful building, because this friend of mine that we went to the yoga-thon with wanted to see this Marilyn Monroe exhibit. Wow, you know, like, wow, I haven't seen enough pictures of her in my life.
Right. And I'm, you know, so fascinating. Wow.
So I went to that, and you know what they had in the lobby was like, you know how sometimes they'll show cars of the future?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had this thing sponsored by Toyota, and it was these two devices that were people movers of the future. And they were these gigantic fiberglass, they looked like Segways, but they were about five times as big. And they had a giant seat. You remember those jetpacks that they use in science fiction sometimes?
Yes.
It's kind of like, well, it was not really like that, because that's just a pack. But it was this giant, like picture Andy Melton sits on a.
No.
Like a, well, it's like a giant.
I'm already horrified.
Okay. I can't explain it. Okay, like a giant, like three times life-size sculpture gets up and walks away, right? And you have a chair. You understand me?
Yes.
That chair was this people mover. This giant thing with wheels that's electrically powered to move around enormous, fat, aggressively obese people. And I thought, are these people not reading the news?
Wait a minute. That sounds like that in WALL-E. Did you see that WALL-E film?
Who's WALL-E? I know about the beaver.
No. I know you do. WALL-E. There was that animated film. It's very good. Highly recommended.
I don't know from this.
The way it works is it takes place in the future, and the Earth is no longer inhabited by people. They left because they trashed it. There's just garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's one little robot that has somehow survived. They were supposed to have cleaned up the planet while everybody was away on this luxurious cruise through the universe. And when they were back, everything was supposed to be cleaned up and the Earth was supposed to be ready again for people living there, but it never happened. And only one robot has survived, and he's still trying to clean up garbage every day. He's solar-powered. It's just a robot. And one day he somehow meets a probe, a little robot, that takes him somehow back to the original, the ship.
Yeah.
And he sees how humans are living on this cruise ship. And this cruise ship is like, you know, it's the year 20, I don't know, 60 or 2100. And everything is taken care of for you. And, you know, it's just like the ultimate cruise. Pools and luxury suites and huge buffets everywhere. And everybody is taken everywhere by a floating seat.
Uh-huh.
And the seat does everything for you. It has constant chat boxes in front of you and video chat. And whatever you need, TV in one side.
Look at what
and it's always on.
Look at what I just sent you. I sent you a link to something that looks like what I saw. Tell me if that looks
similar. Oh, I'm gonna have to study this.
Yeah, there's
futuristic Toyota people mover.
Yeah.
Toyota People Mover. So it's going to be the size of a car.
Well, it's just like such a just outlandish waste of energy from the looks of it. I guess people think if it's electric, it's not really using energy. Like somehow that comes from flowers.
It has four wheels.
Yeah.
It looks like a baby stroller for a really fat baby.
For like, yeah, baby Huey. Isn't that just weird?
Yeah. That could be like what they were doing on the Wall-E. So yeah, everybody's just stuck in these little chairs and they never leave the chair. And the one time like somebody's chair malfunctions, the person looks around and goes, whoa, there's people everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're on a ship. You know, they suddenly realize what's going on. And it's interesting. It's a good film. Anyway, I recommend it.
Wall-E with a dash E?
Yeah. W-A-L-L dash E.
Oh.
I found a very nice version of it on Mini Nova.
Okay, I'll write it on my list. Yes. I've been watching Mary Hartman, but I'm almost done with season one.
Oh, Heroes is back tonight. Sorry to be so pop culture.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
A new one? God, there hasn't been a new one in ages.
That's true, because the guy got cut short with the whole
So it's
strike.
On tonight in America, you mean?
Yeah, which is probably...
Oh, good. I'm glad you told me. I'm going to plug in my ITV.
TV.
No, you know, okay. I'm going to use the TiVo. Actually, I think the TiVo or the replay TV because it automatically skips commercials. All right, I'm going to go. I have to play a depressing song that makes me want to, you know, kill myself.
All right. Glad to hear from you, Madge. And hello to everybody out there. I know we haven't chatted.
I'd like to let the audience know that I am going to have Rachel Cann on next.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm interviewing her. Well, not interviewing. We're talking late tonight.
Okay.
Oh, hello? Oops. Oh, what happened?
Okay,
sorry, what did you say? Can you repeat that last 10 seconds? I missed it.
Oh, my next pogrom is going to have a friend of mine who's working hurricane relief in Haiti after the three hurricanes that the country has been like demolished.
Oh,
by.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Madge.
Okay, thanks, Mark. See you later. Regards to Amy and my turd that I left in the toilet.
Okay. Bye.
You know what? I'm going to play an Amy song. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, here's an Amy Abduz song. Bicycle Mark's roommate, but she's not called that. Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I wish I met you when you were small. I would have liked you better then. I would have stapled you to a wall. I wish I met you when you were smart. And easier go with things, you would have left me with more than my broken heart. But how do you like me now? Do you think I'm hard to get a hold of? If I could reach you, I'd be sure of just one thing, that you are. But I would worry about it if I were you. I have no bones left. I left my bones out in the car. You don't need me to be your mirror. If you weren't the one who was letting me down all the time, I am not the one you fear. You don't need me anymore. If I could read your mind, I'd be on my back, and I would take things back, and I would not talk back at all. I would like it hard and fast. Holy star, I'm over you. I'm over you. Fuck up against the wall. I'm not a queen, I'm not an angel. I'm not invisible now. I'm naive, I'm green or smarter. I'm 10 feet tall. Just small.